in some ways it might be easier for us to enforce that.
Might be.
And I think the public probably does have a concern, validly, about concentration, generally. But legally, we're not sure whether we're on sound footing. So that's why we're looking at our attorney.
Well, she may look back for a while, but I want to echo your comments, Commissioner Fish. Again, having had this experience with the state on liquor and lottery regulation and other issues as well, sort of restating your point, getting a little clearer in my own mind here, our job is to try to make this city livable. We should start with policy, and start with policy that we think that makes sense, and that either is explicitly allowed under state law, or that we think is allowed under our own home rule charter if state law doesn't explicitly prohibit it. That's why we have a home rule charter, and as you know, I'm a little bit of a table pounder on that subject. So, my favorite provision in our charter is the one that I have taped on the back of the little emblem on my desk that says the mayor shall exercise a careful supervision over the general affairs of the city. That seems like a fairly broad grant of authority. Now, it's not absolute. So we need to figure this out on our terms, and I too am interested in talking further about this perimeter issue, because we all have at least in mind a result that we want, and I think the result that we want is not doing injury to the folks that already are licensed as medical dispensaries. Those that are operating legally and properly ought to have a reasonable shot at the business, whatever the business may be. Sounds like the state's going to make them choose. You're standing on two logs. You're going to have to get on one because the state's not going to let you be both a OHA licensee and a OLCC licensee. So you're going to have to pick which business you want to be in, because those are the terms the state has dictated to you. We can't change that. But what we can say is, based on our experience overall with liquor and other regulated industries, what do we think is reasonable in terms of a separation? And like you, Nick, I'm leaning more towards this idea of a general 1,000-foot buffer rather than pretending that the other type of licensee doesn't exist and hoping for the best.
So let me just ask the question in a different way. Looking at the chart where obviously the state and the city are in collaboration and both have a part in licensing these facilities, if the council were to decide that we want to have 1,000 feet between any kind of marijuana retail or dispensary, is that something that you and Oney could make that work?
Yes, we could. Definitely from a policy standpoint. My concern, again, rests with the collaboration between us and the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and OHA as well. If we're going to tell OHA, for instance, if all of the medical dispensaries switch over to retail and therefore open up the landscape for additional medical dispensaries, which could happen, if medical dispensaries were to come in and try to cite, it's that communication piece with the Oregon Health Authority and the OLCC and whether or not they're going to recognize each other, because we will then be in a circumstance where the city of Portland will say no and one of those state agencies will say yes, and we'll need to then address that. So I think we could make it work. We're just concerned about what the potential is for being in some pretty significant conflict with both state agencies about what's a licensed location and what's not.
Yeah, but again, I'd rather us try to get it right from the beginning. Back our way into right later.
Okay.
So let me ask you also about the alternative suggestion of allowing the current facilities to get a foot in the door a day or two or a week or two earlier. What's your opinion about that?
Again, I think the argument that a medical dispensary is the same as a retail outlet, just it's false. There is no retail recreational locations right now, so there's none that are in good standing or in good compliance.
No, so, I think the request was to allow the current medicals to apply for a retail.
Right.
Basically switch.
Right. Based on the idea that the ones that are currently in that are currently a medical dispensary under OHA are in good compliance and in good standing and have been following all of the existing rules. But the truth is that those rules don't exist and nobody's been following those rules at this point. So it's almost the same sort of argument that a bar would come in to us and say, we've been selling a regulated substance for X amount of years in good standing and we want you know, a day or two ahead of time in order to be able to get into this business.
This hearing's had some of the best metaphors in a long time, because it's easier to follow when you put it that way. But
so it's your advice that if we want to do something in response to the testimony that we heard, that would be better to go with the 1,000-foot between the mall rather than the foot in the door earlier.
From an equity lens, I think that that's the more appropriate way to go.
Following up on that point, because we've asked you to do a very important job, and part of that is to manage a set of complicated relationships, and those relationships have been strained, at least with one of those agencies, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So is it your view that that you would benefit?
Carla's just gotten some directions. She's not going anywhere.
Do you think that that with the adequate amount of time, you can take a run at working out those relationship issues? And are you?
I think that the relationship is with the entity that you are referring to has definitely improved, and it has been
under Rob Patridge.
Yes, absolutely, and especially with as marijuana has rolled through, they were integral in getting especially the land use compatibility statement in particular.
You know, Rob Patridge is a very responsible guy. He's also held elected office. I mean, the proposal that we're kicking around here, we're struggling with, is not a pretext for doing something else. It's not a Trojan horse. We're not debating this because we want to use this to harm some economic enterprise or to express our values around something. Right. We're debating this in the context of all reasonable time, place, manner, police power discussions. And my guess is that Rob Patridge, of all people, would understand the context of that discussion. Now, he may want uniformity in the different jurisdictions. It may present headaches for him to have different jurisdictions have completely different sets of rules, but that's why he gets the big bucks. I mean, he can work that out. We are sovereign, as the mayor has pointed out. Although I do think the mayor's interpretation of the charter is a bit extreme.
It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I think it's, you know, anyway.
Anyway, so there may be other questions, but let me try to capture at least what I think may be a sense of the council at this point. Number of us are interested in amending this to have a 1,000-foot perimeter, regardless of type.
We will make that work then.
So we might be interested in having that language. You've had some suggestions for that language today. That suggestion may be right word for word. It also might need some effort by staff. I'm working my way around to an obvious point, which is we don't have to adopt this today, even though it has an emergency clause on it, right? So there's time enough, again, measure twice, cut once, time enough to take the discussion that we've had here at the meeting today and some excellent testimony and develop some amendments beyond the ones that Commissioner Fritz has already brought forward. I'd like you to do that, unless, Amanda, you think there's some reason for haste here. I don't think you do.
No, I would propose that we bring back a completely amended version next Wednesday and hopefully have a very short hearing on it.
Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing
before you do, Mayor.
on the matter overall, but ask you to bring back that amendment for council consideration.
So before you do that, though, to the sponsor, I don't remember a hearing where more people have gotten up and said such laudatory things about a process. It might have something to do with Commissioner Fritz being in charge of owning.
Of course it does.
And Dan and I have been put on notice that we have to have the two new slides in the PowerPoint that actually lay out community consultation. So it'll be in our future PowerPoint. But a superb hearing and a superb discussion with the professionals as well. I just have a question. There were some other issues that came up in this hearing, and I just want to make sure from Commissioner Fritz's point of view that some of these other issues like lounges, consumption on site, that the young woman who said that she closes her door to be able to consume lawfully, are there any of those issues that we need to take up as part of this package, or
no.
Can they be deferred?
We can't take them up as part of this package. There's all kinds of additional discussions that need to have. I appreciate your lauding of the process. I'm very proud of my ONI staff, and actually for everybody who's participated in this
Absolutely.
Whole discussion. It's been tremendous, and I heard the same kinds of thoughtful discussion at the community meeting. I will say at the community meeting we did have neighbors coming in with concerns, so which we didn't get today. But as far as the lounges and that gets into the whole issues that we banned indoor smoking in the state some time ago, employees, safety, ventilation, and those kinds of things. So it's certainly a longer discussion that
okay,
we will
so
take up.
To those who came and put that on the table, I mean, we're deferring on a number of those issues that people raised, just as you advised us that we're at some later date be taking up the taxation issue.
Correct. And we listed those in the presentation. I do have one more question.
Testing facilities was another one, right?
Yes, I wanted to ask why are we not regulating testing facilities?
That is beyond the scope of our authority under House Bill 3400.
Thank you. Okay. Quick answer to that
good.
One.
That one, that's easy
that
to
was
dispose
easy.
Of. Okay, other questions or requests for staff?
Is that the only change that anybody on council
like
wants?
It, right? The perimeter issue is the one area we want to revise further. Is that right? So then that sounds like an opportunity to continue this item for a week, give you the chance to prepare with the city attorney's help a further amendment that captures this issue.
Okay.
Although I consider the basic hearing closed here, I do want to certainly leave the record open and let people have a chance to make sure they think we got it right when it comes to the language of that provision, because that's the heart of the matter that we've heard from the community on here today. So don't need to re-argue the whole issue, and I don't think there are a lot of people here that necessarily want to do that, but I would like to hear feedback from people as to did we get that issue right or not.
Well, since it won't be a time certain next week, we will, of course, it'll be out on the council agenda when it's published on Friday what the amendments are, and we will take testimony next week only on the amendment. If you're fine with the amendment, you don't have to come and say that you're fine with the amendment. If there's a problem and you'd like different wording, that's what we would need to hear
from
you
about. So I'll open the hearing in order for people to let us know if they think that we haven't gotten it right, if the amendment needs further work. But if you say, yes, you captured the sense of this discussion, thank you, Council, then you don't have to do that in person.
Yeah, and this is actually kind of a rare moment, Mayor, because we actually have a complete record on the question of the amendment,
right,
even though we're going to be putting an amendment forward. So we could technically craft an amendment now as a placeholder, but I think it's better practice to do the wordsmithing over the next week.
Good. Well, I want to thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and the ONI staff, and also some citizen volunteers who've worked hard on this. Thank you very much, and excellent testimony from the community today. I think I learned a lot. I think we all did, and we're working our way into a new aspect of life in Portland that we're trying to get right, so we appreciate your help in that effort to try to get it right.
Thank you so much for the discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
This item's continued till next week, and we are adjourned.
And there was only one weed-related joke.
I know. That's shocking. Shocking.
I wrote down the time in case anybody was.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That'll work for you? Okay, good.